Is divorce harder on women or men?
I think it's equally hard on both, but I think that the world is more sympathetic to women when they get divorced. I think when a woman gets cheated on, the man's a piece of shit. And when a woman cheats on a man, she must have been forced into the arms of this other man, or she had to explore herself, or she was being neglected in some fashion. And so if a man cheats, he's a piece of garbage. And if a man's wife cheats, he mustn't have been meeting her needs, and she had every right in the world. So the world is very unsympathetic
to men, right?
To men when they get divorced. There was a maternal presumption, a legal presumption, what was called the tender years doctrine, which was that if a child was under the age of 7, they were automatically presumed that they would be in the custody of the mother. So men get really beat up still in court. I mean, the law theoretically is gender blind right now, but I don't actually see that, because the law is people. The law is judges, and judges are human, and they have all the same biases. And it's just not a moment right now where men are particularly sympathetic characters. Even young men, I mean, if at a school dance they sing Beyonce's Girls, Who Runs the World, like if there was a song called Men, Who Runs the World, Men, And it was a positive thing, like you get pilloried for that. So I think that men have a very hard time right now in divorce. They see their children less, they get hit harder financially, they are the bad guy no matter what. If they cheat, they're the bad guy. If they get cheated on, they were the bad guy because they probably neglected her. There's a presumption that the man is to blame a lot of the time. Men find a less sympathetic world. But in fairness, divorced men have it a little easier. Divorced men meet a young woman and the woman's like, instant family, just add me. That's great. You know, if he's got kids, it's like, oh, he's got kids. Look at how nurturing he is and how lovely. Women, they get divorced, they've got kids. Guys are like, whoop, it's got baggage. I'm not going near that. Men and women have different problems post-divorce, and the world could be better to both of them. I have some women who I've done their divorce, and whatever guy is with them is going to be very lucky, because they're beautiful, they're smart, they're good moms, but they're also vibrant, exciting women.
And now they're loaded.
And they've got money now. Yeah, they've got money. They don't have as much financial insecurity. Although I have to tell you that, you know, it's the last remaining feminist taboo. I got a lot of women paying alimony these days. I mean, you know, women marry the like handsome musician who's not successful, or the artist. There's been a significant effort in our culture in the last decade, if anyone didn't notice, to improve the situation of women. If you have an equally qualified man and an equally qualified woman, the woman's the diversity hire, the man's not. So I have a lot of women who get, when they get told like, oh yeah, no, you gotta give him half your shit. Or, oh no, you gotta pay alimony because he makes 50 grand a year and you make 250. And they're like, you know, they could be the staunchest feminist in the world, and when you tell them they gotta pay alimony, they're like, whoa, 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 he's a man. He's got a strong back, he can get out there and work. And then suddenly the whole like gender is a construct and there's no such thing, that goes right out the window when you got told you got to pay alimony. That's like, nope, no. I believe in strict gender roles. Men should pay alimony. Women, even if you earn 10 times, you should not have to pay alimony. I've had very, very staunchly feminist clients who changed their mind about how feminist they were when they got told that they were going to have to pay alimony. But I do have a lot of men who won't take alimony even though they're entitled to it, because there's just some feeling of like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. It's emasculating. Like if she tells people that we know that I took alimony from her, like people will think I'm less than a man. So again, it's all gender stuff. It's still out there. It's still part of the zeitgeist. You know, we're still trying to figure it all out.
How many marriages are genuinely happy, you think?
I know a lot of people, and I think I know one couple that has like a genuinely happy marriage.
What do you think the secret is?
They really like each other. I don't know. Like they're really good to each other. I have to tell you, they make me very uncomfortable. My ex-wife and I jokingly say that they were the reason we got divorced. We've known them since we were in college. And we went to Disney with them, with their kids and our kids when all the kids were little. And we were gonna go on a ride with our kids and their kids. And they were gonna like, you know, oh, we'll take the kids on the ride and you guys can go. And my friend was like, oh good, we're just gonna go walk and hold hands. And they walked away and like holding hands, and we looked at them and we didn't say anything to each other. But like 5 years later when we got divorced, I said, you know, when I saw the two of them together, I thought, I don't feel like that about her. Like, and she said, oh my God, I remember that exact moment. I felt the same way. So I think they make people uncomfortable. Like when you see someone who's got it right, like this guy just loves her. He loves her. They've been married 25 years and dude, he's like, it's like he's talking about a girl he met yesterday. And she's the same way about him. Like,
it's a miracle when that happens.
I tell people, marriage is like the lottery. You are probably not going to win. But if you win, what you win is so good. Like, I don't know, maybe buy a ticket. Fuck it. Like, but buy it, get a prenup. Do you take all your money and buy lottery tickets? No, but if you, and I don't buy lottery tickets. Like, I don't play the lottery. You're not going to fucking win. Why? You know, set the money on fire. It'll be more fun. But if somebody said to me, no, man, you know what? Once a week, I buy $20 worth of lottery tickets. All right, go for it. You know, somebody's got to win. Maybe it'll be you. Like, same thing with marriage. Like, maybe somebody's got to win. Like, yeah, I've met hundreds, if not thousands of couples, and I know one that is legitimately happy and like really seem to just feed that happiness by that marriage that they have. And they both as individuals have become the best version of themselves. They won the lottery. So buy the ticket, I guess. Don't make that your retirement plan. Like, don't go like, well, you know, don't worry. I'm not saving money for my kids' college because, you know, I'm buying lottery tickets. Like, that's, you're an idiot if you're doing that.